Blog Talk Radio.
Getting it popping. Let's turn up today with Mr. Charlie Prince himself. It's going down on the A Money Show train. If you have not a clue who it is, you must call in 347-633-9074. It's going down. This is your girl A Money, the co-host Jew, also the co-host KD912, and the wonderful manager of Boot Mob, Troy. And we got Shani Flip Your Bangs on the train today as well. So let's turn up on the A Money Show train. Let's get it.
No handy, rockin' no handy. Just seen a team. Got goblins, goonies, and gremlins. Goonies and gremlins. Don't end the beam. I'm all about mine.
All about mine.
All about mine.
Respect for what you spit in the audacity of an ignorant nigga. That's the sickest nigga. Can I get an amen?
looking at me wrong, they go picking up their phone trying to call. But
I'm riding around in my city, around in my city. Them slippers clean, I'm always handling my business, handling my business. So I get the green, no wrong, no rocker, no handy, rocker, no handy. Just seen the team, got goblins, goonies, and gremlins. Don't end the beam. I'm all about my, all about my, all about my.
Yo, this is your girl A Money. My co-host Jew is on the train. Charlie Prince has tuned in live. He's gonna chill with us in the VIP section. Jew's off in the baller room, he said. The baller room. And we have Troy, manager of Boot Mob, and Shannon, Flip Your Bangs. What's up, chat? It's going down with Charlie Prince. Woo! It's going down. The roof is on fire, but right now the train is on fire because this interview is exclusively about Mr. Charlie Prince. On a more serious note, we must show him some love because he has been doing his thing for a long time with the request line. The roof is on fire. You already know these things. I was in school when these things were put out, but I had to sneak and listen to them. I had to hide under the kitchen table, all of that. He grew up in the Bronx, you know, on Webster Avenue, and he emerged from the group. You know what? Rockmaster Scott and the Dynamic Three, the creators of the songs Roof is on Fire and the Request Line. We got the man himself right now on the A Money Show train. Everybody show him some love. Everybody show him some love.
All right.
Thank you.
You know what? You much early, but that's okay. You better get you some coffee, some Joe, or whatever they call it. We're going to enjoy some of your tunes that you sent us and let the world see what you got going on now. I love all of them, actually, so I don't have a preference because when you have a legendary artist, producer such as yourself, entrepreneur, business owner. I mean, what could you say? Everything that he puts out is just one hun done, as Polo would say. And big ups to my man Polo the Fur King. Polo the Fur King, the boss. Also, get your exclusive third edition right now. Come on, join us, y'all, and get your copy of Bosses That Meet Boss. You're talking to a boss right now. Polo is part of the team, and we have a couple others on the team. Find out exclusively what's going on with Furs and Fashion and the bosses and bosses that meet boss. We must put Mr. Charlie Prince up there, you know, because he is a boss within itself. But we're going to go into Charlie Prince. Ain't no party. I'm trying to get to a party, though.
No party.
Yeah. Charlie Prince. Hey, yo, Drake. We're going to do a little something like this.
Let's take it back.
Like this. Check out. Y'all ready?
Chris Al popping, lyrical flows dropping, hip hopping, hip talking, not stopping. It's that lyrical massage of bad. Checking out Shorty over there, shaking the ass. Boss playing, holding it down, looking sporty. Cuban cigars, pinky rings, I got a shorty. Dance floor, packed, the bars in the back. Hustlers are in the other room, counting the stacks. Now can we get our party on? Alright, I guess I won't really need the mic stand. No band, just a mic. I'm ready to get the party hype. Oh damn, I think I really see my type. What's the deal, shorty? What's your name and your number? You lookin' so sweet, you make a brother like me wonder what's under, cause I know you rip a thunder. Heart, you got the body of art. I hear you from the polar grounds. You get around, don't even frown. I'm not that average brother, I'm the cat from Boogie Down. I'm feeling you like a banana, feel like feeling you. Got a man, but they gon' stop me from feeling you.
Ain't no party like an East Coast party, cause the East Coast rock.
No doubt.
Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause the West Coast rock.
That's what we be about.
Ain't no party like the people up north, cause the north people rock.
No doubt.
Ain't no party like a South Side party, cause the dirty South rock.
That's what we be about.
bass up out of L.A., hanging with cats around the way. But Saturday was the night for all the woolies to get jiggy. Floor says some even had dressed like Biggie. Marley, excuse me, shorty, pardon me, but if I made you the clothes, I'm truly sorry. You make a brother want to give up his world, plus the diamonds and pearls, not only that, but a girl. I adored you when I saw you. Can I call you, spoil you? Tell you what, this number for you. I like to get to know you better. Split the cheddar, take you shopping downtown, buy you a coochie sweater. The real deal is beyond your wildest dreams. You're the reason I don't mind spending the screen. Now how about we bounce for a quick minute? The stretch is outside, would you like to climb up in it? I take you around and show you off like a star. Got the bar in the car, I even got the caviar. If you can't come, I ain't mad, I understand. You know my number, hit me on the hip if you can.
Ain't no party like an East Coast party, cause the East Coast rock.
No doubt.
Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause the West Coast rock.
Now what was he about?
Ain't no party like the people up north, cause the north people rock.
No doubt.
Ain't no party like a South Side party, cause the dirty South rock.
Now what was he about? Now who the Spanish mommy in the black? She can't tell with a drink in her hands. Can we dance? So on the TV, they put the in it with an open. We could book a flight right now to Puerto Rico. Eat some hot Leo with some beans and rice. And go to the mall so you can pick out something nice. Forget the price, doesn't matter. Wanna get with you, sit with you, or maybe have a kid with you. I love it when the party is packed and the people are civilized and know how to act. You don't see nobody player hating, hiding out in the bathroom or the club waiting. Till they taking what you're making. Cause everybody getting paper, money and power, respect. Ain't nobody catching faces.
Ain't no party like an East Coast party, cause the East Coast rock.
No doubt.
Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause the West Coast rock.
But who was he about?
Ain't no party like the people up north, cause the north people rock.
No doubt.
Ain't no party like a South Side party, cause the dirty South rock.
But who was he about?
Background noise, little Jew, is something going on with the background? That's okay, babe. I know you'll get it fixed. But right now we have Charlie Prince on. We have another caller in queue, 818-358. What's up?
CEO is in the building. Don Jr., CEO, holding it down, representing for the A Money Show Train. What's good with you?
Yo, I am so happy that you came on. Reason being is that I was going to tune in to your show, but you know, I was, for all of a sudden, I got real nervous, starstruck over here with Mr. Charlie Prince coming in. I don't know what happened to me. So it's like, I'm so glad you tuned in. He's in early. I mean, y'all giving it to me raw right now. So I would like it if you, Don, would share some blessings on my guest, Mr. Charlie Prince, and the A Money Show Train. If you could start off our show today with a simple, or however you got to deliver it, prayer, and bless this union that has been created. There you go.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, to all the people on Radio Land, the thousands and thousands and millions of listeners, to anybody that has downloaded the show, please have your mind, eyes, ears, and hearts focused on the Lord. Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, we want to put a covering, a special hedge of protection over the A-Money Show Train, Lord. Whatever she's going through, whatever anyone, her listeners is going through, Lord, we ask for you to bring a blessing in their life, Lord, change it, turn it around, Lord. We need a miracle right now. We need a financial breakthrough, an emotional breakthrough. We need breakthrough to bring back of people who's been cut out of our lives wrongfully, Lord, the ones that's been did us wrong, but give us a forgiving heart and forgiving spirit so we can show them the love of Christ and bring them back to you, Lord. Let us do what we're supposed to do, Lord. Let us keep stay focused on your word, on your love, on your adoring for us, and let us use that energy to give us the strength to bless other people, Lord. Let our monies not be for us. Let us give us the power to give to the people who need to give, and let us use our music, Lord, our words, and the things that we trap into these records, Lord. Let it be to uplift your kingdom, Lord, even through the negative, Lord. Let our testimony and our walk be something to get people back in right status with you, Lord, because we know without you nothing is possible, Lord. We know through you all things are possible, Lord, and in your word you say we have not because we ask not, and I'm asking for $1 million blessing, Lord. Lord, I'm asking for whatever's in your will for everybody under the line. I'm asking for $1 million blessing, Lord, because we know right now we can't preach your word without churches or business, and we need resources and finances, Lord, and whatever anybody did yesterday, today, tomorrow, forever, Lord, I'm asking for forgiveness of all their sins, Lord, the things they did knowingly wrong, the things, the people they hurt, the people they killed, anything that they did under your eyes that's enmity against you, Lord, I'm asking for forgiveness of those sins, Lord. I'm asking for you to put a special hedge of protection around everybody that calls into the show, Lord. Give them some positive feedback, some positive vibes. Give them the knowledge, the tools, the tips, the tactics, and the things they need to go forward in their life, Lord. And we forever give your name praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Thank you so very much for that beautiful prayer, Don. My goodness. When I tell you, Mr. Charlie Prince is on with us early, so he's getting our beginning of the show, and I'm so glad that he tuned in with us, you know, early. It shows that he has support and love for A-Money, but when I saw Don tune in, it was just like my soul just like was uplifted, and I am very emotional today, but I was nervous. Go ahead, Troy, take over. I can't even speak about it, but I'm happy for the prayer. I am very grateful. I just want y'all to know that I am so grateful for everything that God is doing right now on my show, the people that they bring. I'm sorry for being emotional, but you never know what somebody is going through from the day to day.
That's always spirit.
My show is about realness. It's nothing fake here about my show. So if don't nobody like it, you know that I become emotional about the goodness of the things that the Lord do for me and the team and everybody else. I'm sorry. This is just what it is. And, you know, I'm going through my own turmoil. But in it all, I'm still happy. You know, this is how I know that I can be happy in it all. And I'm so grateful that Mr. Charlie Prince found the time to do this interview, you know, exclusive interview with us today. You know, thank you, Don, for tuning in and taking out your time, because I know you have your show as well. But, you know, I'm going to go ahead and play some music on Charlie, I'm Missing You. This is a great track. Check it out.
My year, when I see my cousin in the morgue, I shed it many tears. You see, he had a good heart and gave a lot. Now I was on the air when I heard he's been shot. It was October the 31st, I lost my cousin. I thought you would be with him, God, it seems you wasn't. I feel like you abandoned him and let him die. And if you did let him die, can you just tell me why? Just because you saw his physical form don't mean he's gone.
But what does it mean, Lord?
For you to carry on the work that he started.
Now how I'ma do that when I don't even have his work, God?
True that, but to keep him alive you have to come in his name. Cause the L means the bad live. Use your brain.
So you telling me that he's still alive?
Why yes, by you fulfilling his dreams it will make him manifest.
But suppose by me saying his name they come and get me. How I know you with me?
Son, because you met me. Remember when Pharaoh tried to make his attack?
then I took his whole army out.
Yeah, that was fat when Moses opened up the sea.
That wasn't him, that was me.
Word? Pardon me, G. Now you know he have a son.
Yeah, I know, I created him.
But what about his moms having a hard time raising him?
You just leave that to me. I have him under control, and if he's moving too fast, I know how to make him move slow. Now let me ask you a question. Do you love him? Do you want him in your life?
Of course, he's my cousin. But it still don't explain why you wasn't with him.
I was there, I allowed it to happen.
But I miss him.
You can't understand. When I took him away, that was part of my plan.
Your plan?
That's right, I know exactly what I'm doing. Before he was your cousin, son, I already knew him.
I can't argue with that. You the Lord, you know what's best.
Alright then, carry his dream and let him rest. And little birds, give him a call and take him out and show him what life's about.
No doubt. Now what if he start asking me questions about his dad? And then when I tell him, he get upset and really mad.
You comfort him, God and right. Show him love, and most of all, show him the light. You heard?
Alright, God, you made your point. Now what's your plan?
If I told you the plan, it wouldn't be one. Understand? You just leave it to me.
But I did.
Can I talk?
Yeah, I'm sorry, God.
Otherwise, son, you could walk. Don't ever cut me off when I'm talking. You just listen. And when it comes to life or death, that's my decision.
I'm sorry, I just feel his life went to crumble.
Well, I don't mind you asking me questions. Just be humble. But he deals with me, and he's looking at you.
So I guess I gotta do what he wanted to do.
To my cousin, Virgil,
alright,
aka DL, outstanding. Yo, I finally did it.
You know that.
I said I was gonna do it. Yeah,
took you long enough.
This is also going out to my little cousin, Virgil, his son.
What's up, little Virg?
What's up, Sheikah? What's going on? Peace and blessings be upon y'all. May God bless y'all. Make sure you fly him straight and do right in school, boy. I love you, DL. This is also going out to all the fallen soldiers. Tupac, Biggie Smalls, Big L, Eazy-E, Scott LaRock, ODB, Big Pun, Too Poetic, Buffy, MC Trouble, we can't forget Mr. Magic, Cowboy, Aaliyah, Jam Master J, Freaky Ty, Left Eye.
Hey, you're back with the host, A Money. We have another guest on 912-754. What's up?
What's going on, A Money? This is KD calling in.
Oh, it's my co-host, KD. What's good, KD? I'm so glad you jumped on the train. I figured I had to slow it down for some reason.
Yeah, I'll get a little few minutes in before I get ready to get packed, get set to go.
Yeah, let Mr. Charlie, you got to talk in a little bit in your mic. Let Mr. Charlie Prince know what we have going on today besides his exclusive, wonderful interview with Coast to Coast.
Oh, yes. I will be performing tonight at Coast to Coast for Coast to Coast ATL Live Edition at 201 Cortland, Northeast Atlanta. Show starts at 9, so I'm gonna have tickets at the door. So I mean, whoever they get tickets, I have over 40 tickets. So You know, you just come by and support me.
All right.
That's what's up. Mr. Charlie Prince, I have to apologize to you for being emotional. Everybody know here, you know, a little bit about what I'm going through, but some, you know, Mr. Don Jr., just I saw his number and I just couldn't hold it in any longer. But trust me, your interview is going to run smoothly, and we're so grateful to have you take the time out of your day and ride the train with us all the way from New York. And I know you have a busy day because I see you posting your pictures with your family, and I'm really loving that. So how is it that you balance everything that you're doing? Because you running strong still in the industry now as being a family man.
Well, actually, you know, everything I do everything on a time level, you know, on a time schedule. So, and actually, my office is my car. So I be sitting in my car just, you know, with the AC on going, and I be just doing my thing in there. You know, this is my thinking lab right here. You know, when I'm in New York, you know. But when I'm in Virginia, my studio is my office, you know?
Yes, of course. So how is it in New York right now? You're up in New York right now. I know that you're going back and forth, you know, commuting from New York to Virginia. We're going to try to get you on down to Atlanta. So how is it going in New York?
Everything is going like we call New York the jungle, you know what I'm saying? Because everything goes on up in New York. When I want to get my relaxation, I go back to VA, you know what I'm saying? But right here, this is where, you know, my children are. And, you know, I try to be around them as much as I could, you know. And they come around to see me when I come here. So that's how, I, you know, they keep me inspired. They keep me going, you know.
Well, you know, definitely that's true. I see them. They're looking just like you. I'm checking you out on social network, you know, all morning because, of course, I've been promoting the show. And I was like, oh, wow, he has his family up. So he's doing a family thing today. And that really touched me because we don't get to see that side of, you know, the industry, you know, men being a father. We see the reality shows and the complaining and this, that, and the other, but when I can tell you that if you're following Aisha Simmons or at the A Money Show train on my social networks anywhere, you will see Charlie Prince is definitely a family man. He's doing great things with his family, and you know, you have to salute a man who finds the time to give it to his family as well as bring us his best in the industry. And I just don't know what else to say about that. I mean, it's very humbling that you find someone who does that and you still smiling and laughing with me.
Yeah, I love my children dearly. When ain't nothing in the world I wouldn't do for them.
Yes, I can tell. So, you know, you grew up in the Bronx on Webster Avenue, and can you let us know how was it growing up in the Bronx, period?
Well, when I, you know, growing up in the Bronx, it was like, you know, it was cool, you know. I grew up in the project, you know, with the group members, two of the other guys that, you know, rapped with me with Rockmaster Sky and Dynamic 3, and, at first, you know, I was just one of those guys that stayed in the house playing on my mother's stereo and music. And these guys, they was more into sports and things like basketball and football and everything. And we didn't really get along too much in the beginning, you know, because they was doing their thing, I was doing my thing. And to one day, I don't know, the word must have got around that I rapped. And the guy next door was like, you know, would you call me to New Haven, Connecticut at my cousin's club? And I was like, oh,
mm-hmm.
I had to ask my moms, you know, because my moms were there trying to let me go out of state. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
So, but it was MBG, the guy next door, you know, he was a good student in school. And my mother was like, you know, he's a good guy. Good, you can go. So I said, all right, you know, but then when he told me that Rick, the other partner, was going too. That was cool. But at the time, me and Rick didn't get along because me and Rick's girlfriend had a discrepancy, you know, in school. So Rick was like, no, I don't want to go with him. But Greg took us anyway, and we went. And, you know, even though me and Rick had our little discrepancies back in the days, after we did the show, all of that vanished, you know. It was like we forgot about all of that stuff we went through. And we just started rocking clubs over there in New Haven, Connecticut, and they started showing us a lot of love. But then we got back to New York, which was our biggest competition because there was more of that going on in New York than New Haven, Connecticut. And so we had to really, really, really practice. I mean, what we did in Connecticut was like something we just put together real quick, you know. But when they came back home to New York, we had to really focus hard because there was too much going on with the hip-hop and there was a lot of competition. So we had to be up there, too, with the big boys. You know, like the Cone.
Right.
And all of them. So we were just sitting there, you know, doing all of that, practicing, watching how they do things. And then we just started, you know, learning the ways. And then that's when they started calling us to do shows in Harlem World, T Connection, and all clubs back in New York, you know. And we did a good job. We did a good job at it, you know.
You absolutely did a good job, and like I said, we love the roof is on fire, the request line.
But the funny thing about all of this is, like, you know, when I was young, my mother didn't allow me to go to the clubs, you know, because she always said, there's too much violence in them clubs. So, you know, like, I used to get access to a lot of the tapes that, you know, after they did the club, they recorded. I used to get access to the tapes, and I used to be a rhyme biter. You know, I used to take other people's rhymes and pretend like it was my rhymes. You know, when I used to recite them at school, they were like, "Oh, that's hot." But then some of the people that had been to the party or had access to the tape, they'd be like, "Yo, that's Melly Mel rhyme. Yo, that's so and so rhyme." I'm like, "Oh, okay." Record on. So then that's when I started really doing my own stuff.
But Charlie, you definitely doing your thing. You did your thing to bring you to the point where you are now. How was it actually to, you know, work with other legends like KRS-One, Rakim, Nas, Big Daddy Kane, Fat Joe, and many others? But you have the beautiful picture up of those five, and I just want to know, how was it just being, you know, there interacting with them and working with them?
It was an honor. It was a great honor because you know, each and every one of them had their own style, and it was like, you know, I always said to myself, I always wanted to do a track with KRS-One because, you know, even though, you know, back then I did The Roof Was On Fire and Request Line and things like that, you know, as I got older, people was like, you know, "Oh, man, you need to give up that rap stuff. You're too old for that stuff." I said, no, I'm not too old for it. I said, I just matured at it. And when I said that, it rung up. It lit a light bulb in my head. I said, that's what I should call my album, Just Matured At It. And that's what I called it. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah. Sometimes I get my ideas just talking to people, and the idea will ring a bell in my head, and I'll use that like like the compilation album that I did with upcoming artists such as Sean XLG, the book writer, and on Triple T and the Murder Mommies. These were people that I had met, and I said I was going to help them out and get their stuff off the ground. And after we did the whole album, I thought about trying to get a name to it, and I said, okay. And I thought about it, and it came up From the Dark Womb. And you know, when people asked me about it, how did you come up with that name? I said, well, everything comes from the dark womb of your mind, and you make it manifest. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I came up with that title of the album, you know. But working
so
with
now,
KRS.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But working with KRS, you know, would be an honor and things like that. Some of the old timers, I would love to work with them, you know.
You know, also let the world know about some of your wonderful awards that you have won. I've been posting it everywhere on social network just to give the people some background, some updates on what's going on. And let us know how you felt receiving these awards.
Oh, man, I felt like crying. You know what I'm saying? Because you get two platinum albums and a platinum ASCAP, which made it known that they acknowledge us, you know. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, people have, you know, the roof is on fire, but they never knew who the artist was because so many people used it in the movies and TV shows like Steve Harvey and Head of State, 8 Mile, some rock and roll groups used it. So many people have used it that they don't forgot who made the song for real. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you can say, yo, you ever heard of the Dynamic Three? And they say, no. And you heard The Roof is on Fire, right? Yeah, I heard that song. You know, so it's like, The Roof is on Fire should have been the group name.
Right. That's true.
You know, so, you know, that's why out of the group, I had to keep it going because we didn't do this for nothing. You know what I'm saying? We did this, and I refuse to let our name not be in history.
Oh, you've made history, and I thank you for absolutely bringing the history to the A-Money Show Train with A-Money, my co-host, Ju, and KD912. You know, thanks to the people that's tuning in, calling in, and also chat, social networks. You guys call in 347-633-9074 to speak to Mr. Charlie Prince himself. And also, you know what? I don't know what inspired you, but I'm sure I really know is from the soul when you created Mother's Day. Let us pray. Let's go into that.
Every day is Mother's Day. Let us pray.
Yeah, yeah. Every day I always think about my mother, how she took care of me as a child. That's why I love her. She struggled through life, making sure I went to school. But I was a fool, cause I wanted to be cool. I never understood what she tried to teach me. But now when she beat me, she still didn't reach me. But when I got grown, I had to learn for myself. Kicked out at 10th grade, I never made it to the 12th. You know, mama, you're the queen, a whole lot of strength. If words could describe you, then what be heaven sent? I seen you work hard from sun up to sun down. You made sure we had when holidays came around. The other woman holds your place, your God's grace. So I stay interlaced every time that we embrace. Even though my father wasn't around, you held it down. So whenever you walk, mama, I hit the ground. The life you gave me, I can never repay. That's why every day is Mother's Day. Let us pray. When I look in your face, mama, I see your pain. Cause you wanted the best for me. I just complained. I knew deep down inside you were telling me right. But I did foolish things purposely just for spite. I never forgot. You asked me how I would hit you. I tapped you on the cheek and got slapped. Got mad with you. Unless I learned you never hit your mother. I wouldn't care if she's a crack fiend. You still love her. Cause there's no other that would love you like a mother. And that is why, mama, I'm so glad we got each other. Even though you would be on the backside, you said you love me. And that is why you had to do it. And then hug me. I grin all the time when I think about the past. When I try to get slick, you put that belt to my ass. I appreciate the weapons I got. It set me straight. Cause I could have been in jail, locked up, where I'm safe. You the queen of my dreams. I mean, what else can I say? But every day is Mother's Day. Let us pray. Now when I left y'all poor, you didn't have to be bothered. But you got me a job working with my grandfather. You taught me how to save my money for rainy days. When I rebelled and spent that money, I couldn't stay. When God created you, mama, he broke the mold. Like Aretha Franklin, you are my queen of soul. You the mother earth that gave birth, and now I'm present. As an adolescent, watching you shine, just like a cricket. To disrespect moms, we disrespect the nation. Because y'all are the ones we get our first education. If the mothers are young, then they need to be taught. She can only produce what she contains in her thought. With her mind so positive, she can change.
true indeed. Another one like Jesus is what we need. I never think about calendars or what they say, cause every day is Mother's Day. Let us pray.
You know, Mama, I love you. You are everything to me. And I would thank you for the world.
Yo, this is your girl, A Money, and we're back live exclusively with Mr. Charlie Prince himself. Three's a hard way, but exclusively, we got one heavy hitter right now on the A Money Show train. Show him some love. Can you please tell me what inspired you to create this wonderful song that, of course, touched many households in America, UK, or wherever? Mother's Day, let us pray.
Well, that song inspired me because I got tired of, you know, people predicting what day should be a Mother's Day when mothers are struggling every day of the week, every day of the month, and constantly struggling. And it shouldn't be one particular day that somebody should predict the day of Mother's Day. Mother's Day is every day because I watch my mother struggle every day. I watch other mothers struggle every day. And if we had to name a superhero, it would be a mother. She's the real superhero. You know what I'm saying? She should be on the front cover of the Vibe magazine, the Jet magazine, and all the magazines that they put out. You know what I'm saying? Because she's a superhero.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so true.
She's the type that would jump in a burning building to save her baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So every day is Mother's Day to me. And, you know, it had a lot to do with me growing up with my mom's too. You know, it was a verse on there that I said, I'll never forget the time you asked me how it hit you. You know, when I was younger back in those days, she was asking me a question. She said to me, if I got you upset, and you were a big person, how would you hit me? And I, you know, I thought I was being, you know, easy. I said, I wouldn't hit you hard, I'll just tap you. And I, you know, I tapped her on the cheek real softly. And she turned around and she slapped the hell out of me. She said, oh, yeah, you ever put your hand up in my face or raise your hand at me? I was, you know, you know, I was mad because
I already know.
I didn't understand what she meant. But as I got older, I started, okay, basically what she was saying, that you never put your hands up to your mom. I don't care what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I had to throw that in there. You know, when I let her hear that song, she just laughed and she laughed. She said, how did you put that in the song like that? You know, but it was pretty cool, though. You know, I enjoyed doing that song, you know. I'm going to do a remix on it, you know.
I love that song too. Rest in peace to my mother. But I love that song, and I'm sure that, you know, everyone who listens to that song, and if I have anything to do with it, the universe will hear that song today. I'm going to be pushing that song, but it is a very, you know, touching and heartfelt song, especially, you know, when you have lost your mother and you revert back onto some things that has happened in your life, and you listen to that song, like, oh, wow, you know, so it could make you laugh, it could make you cry, but definitely you bringing us your best on the A Money Show train right here with Mr. Charlie Prince.
Yo, yo, what's up? This is the legendary Charlie Prince, and I'm chilling on the A Money Show. Y'all sit back and relax and enjoy the sounds as I proceed to give you all what y'all need. You heard? Peace and blessings to each and every one of y'all. 100.
We thank you too, Mr. Charlie Prince. I love that. It was so nicely done. And also, I'm going to let my co-host, I'm going to let our guest, which is caller 818-358. If there's any love you'd like to show to Mr. Charlie Prince, you have the floor, caller 818-358. Somebody's calling us on the phone. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
For some reason, we're always having these technical difficulties. So if anybody love to share love to Mr. Charlie Prince, go right here. You have the floor.
All I just want to say is just, I guess just keep, you know, doing what you're doing. I mean, I just came in kind of late on the interview, but you know, shouts out to all the hard work and everything you did in the rap game, you know, so far, you know. So we want to appreciate you, you know, for showing us giving us your knowledge on life and, you know, sharing your music and how you came up and everything. So, you know what I'm saying, we're going to show you respect, you know, love, and, you know, I hope you, you know, continue to prosper.
Thank you, thank you.
We also
that.
Have my co-host, Ju, on. Ju, everything good with you?
Oh, yeah, this is Ju chilling down in the baller room, and I want to say to Mr. Charlie Prince, I want to say much love and continued success. And how was your 4th of July weekend? And I want to get into some questions, but first you can answer that.
We're back.
Yes, I'm here. This is Ju chilling down in the ballroom.
Ju. Ju is also, you know, doing something with the color purple, you all. So we have to salute him and doing all that he does and then having time to come on to co-host the show. KD912, my co-host in Savannah, Georgia. I appreciate him as well. And he's an artist. And maybe we can let Mr. Prince hear some of his music. He's going to be performing tonight at one of the venues for Coast to Coast. And your girl A-Money will be in the building to support Troy, a boot mob, Shanny, flip your bangs. I mean, the whole team A Money that's in this region will be there. So I'm going to play KD All About Mine.
No handy, rockin' no handy, just seen a team. Got goblins, goonies, and gremlins. Don't end the beam. I'm all about mine.
All about mine.
Yeah, I'm all about mine.
All about mine.
Me and my dad.
Yeah, me and my dad.
We all gon' grind.
All gon' grind.
I'm all about mine.
All about mine.
All about mine.
All about mine.
Yeah, yeah. Leave for the boss.
Yeah,
yeah. Run it all.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
a
rocker
without
these
signs. Just got
buzzed.
Gotta stay high and I gotta stay fly. That's why this is my reply. It's cause I want a piece of the pie. Boys got them beat the pie. Made record size of a piece of pie. It's money time, honey, realize. Got folders selling them big yachts. Clean leaning when I ride by. Pain wet and just like a drive-by. Too much red trip, they think he need an alibi. Universe ain't chickens, they gon' wanna try. The universe ain't flipping, niggas wanna die. I gotta grind, go get it strong, we'll survive. And I ain't got no time, sit, wait, lies. And they see you on the ride, don't be surprised. It's we see looking niggas with no guys.
I'm riding around in my city,
around in my city.
This slip is clean. I'm always handling my business, handling my business. So I get the green. No wrong, so I can no handy. Just seen the team. Got
no stopping them. Nope. I be on this motherfucking corner all day till them lame niggas try to call the cops again.
What?
I'm all about that work. Only big faces up in my vert.
My
ain't got
vert.
No phone and I don't do chirp. Now I got it all from the mid to the perp. Then
yeah.
I got rolled knots and sandwich bags. There ain't no bitch that I can't have. I smoke a lot, got a love for gas. Shit, I take it if I want it, if it's up for grabs. Shawty said she wanted it as soon as she took one look at me.
Yeah.
I told her it was cost her the same amount as my booking fee.
Ching.
What the fuck wrong with him? A nigga can't cook in his own kitchen. My niggas wide awake, we rolling, dog. You'll never find an educated boss slip.
Nope.
Ride through the city and they know what's up. Pulling up lean, rolling hella blunts. Got too much bass up in my trunk. It ain't a hard question, nigga, what you want? Come on, ain't no threats here. I only drink brown, I don't drink clear. Got about 1K in a big ass bucket, and y'all still sipping on cheap bill. See, I told them they don't own shit. Them niggas, they're tripping. They trip. Ain't no flaws over here. Y'all learn to respect my pimps. You know it.
Back on my job. Back on my job. This is what we train for. This is what we.
What up, it's your boy Dave Tolliver, a.k.a. the Black Pavarotti. Minute Large is in the building forever. Rest in peace, my dogs Gerald and Sean LeVert and all the other greats that have passed on. But right now, you're checking out my girl, A Money, on the A Money Show. You already know I gave her that name, man. Minute Large is in the building every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard, 5 o'clock Central. Do the math, figure it out for yourself. It's the A Money Show. You dig?
Yo, 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 this your boy Zod Black of Millie Stacks checking in with the beautiful Amani. You can also check in at 347-633-9074. I want to give a special shout out to the Amani Show Train. Also, check out my latest single, Flight. Eyes open.
Yo, what's happening? It's your boy Fresh Montana, Coast to Coast Mixtape, Volume 234, hosted by me. Coke Boy, French Montiega, DJ Epps, let's go!
You're rocking with the most downloaded mixtape series in the world. World. Coast to Coast Mixtapes.
Hey, yo, check this out, y'all. It's your boy Diddy.
It's your boy Jay-Z on the beat.
Hey, it's your girl Miss Capri, baby.
Yeah, this the big boss, Ricky Rouse.
Hey, yo, DJ Epps.
Lil Fat.
With DJ Epps.
Shout out to Lil Fat, you know what it is. Hey, yo.
DJ Epps. Coast to Coast.
Right here, Shadyville DJs.
That's right, and he's digging into the streets.
The world famous.
Who's the DJ?
DJ Epps.
Lil Fat, let's go.
DJ Epps, what's happening, baby?
As we proceed to give you what you need.
Shadyville DJs, that's right.
Man, I'm listening to my man DJ Epps. Lil Fat.
DJ Epps.
Shout out to the CEO of Coast to Coast, Lil Fat.
My man DJ Epps.
Let these motherfuckers know. Coast to Coast Mixtape.
Coast to Coast Mixtape.
Coast to Coast Mixtape.
Coast to Coast DJ.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What else?
Yo, big ups to KD on his venture today with Coast to Coast. We going into Charlie Prince, If You Want It.
Yeah. Hey. Charlie Prince. That's me. Yeah, yeah. We about to do the damn thing. What we going to do? Put your hands up. I got a mastermind when I think of a plan. Put your styles on the mic like Jackie Chan. Keep it hook up in the steel when I'm ready to blast. It's that lyrical messiah that they call the bad. Pants sagging in my boots, Alizé on the breath. When you're rough, you get buff with no vest on your chest. No chicken heads in my bed. Got no time for the game. That's angry kid. I get right up the frame. I maintain a low flow. I hit you with the sound. I represent East Coast. Take a flip from town. I move you down. Peek my steel cause it's up to par. Put this track in your bins and watch it. Wreck your car, rub the beast in my attention like a real tight skirt. I get deep like Space Nine and put the foes in the dirt. I give a shout out to Ray and every head on the block, cause I'm about to blow. And sure, it just don't stop. I'm coming down like rain, and when I pour it on, got the force like New Sky, catch a wreck on these horns. Please be gone and won't belong before you're back for some more. I shove the mic in your mouth and watch it break your jaw. I'm on the world tour, and I throw your hands up in the air. Watch me snatch another title like my name is Ric Flair. Plus, I freak that type of flow that she has to feel. Packing heat like Smith and Wesson when I'm ready to feel. If you want it, don't sing it. If you got skills, you just bring it. If you want this, don't fake it. This mic is mine, now come take it. If you want it, don't sing it. If you got skills, you just bring it. If you want this, don't fake it. This mic is mine, now come take it. I
made the roofers on fire, niggas thought I fell off. I'm like a Leah, got your head moving back and forth. I go off like this marker, cross the isn't like Chris Parker. Leave my name on your chest with a permanent marker. Plus I'm mad like lion, rhymes are fat like Joe. I'm staying black like sheep with that underground flow. And I catch the vibe like Jeanne, I be the doll like King. My lyrics are tighter than a fat girl in a small G-string. I get off like Heather Hunter, blow the spot like boom. But this might be a temple, it's quite sick for your doom. Respect the God up in a type of room. I bum rush like DT, with my foot in your back. Squirt like Steven Seagal, giving foes head crack. Now who's that? I got you guessing, now you looking shifty. It's that Liverpool Messiah on the 950. So recognize, so when I rise, the coldest danger, the bad, the lyrical, the boogie banger. Like DMC, lyrics run, I jam like Jay, cause naughty is my nature. I hit hop, parade, I get played, but don't kick. I'm on that freestyle tip, I'm like Luke, I'm too live, I'm making mad girls strip. I kick the flavor in your ear, but I'm not Craig Mack. I'm staying brown like James from the big payback. If you want it, don't sing it. If you got skill, you just bring it. If you want this, don't fake it. This mic is mine, now come take it. If you want it, don't sing it. If you got skill, you just bring it. If you want this, don't fake it. This mic is mine, now come take it. I'm on the move like Greyhound, a piece of sound, a pound. The pressure's on like water when I slaughter hoes drown. See, I jam like Scotty, work your body like Bo. Rhymes are locked in the wreck, so when play with my skills grow. Toe to toe with the pretender, no pretend you get knocked. When I step on stage, MCs try to mic block. While girls jock, what I think, screaming my name in vain. They be riding me lovely, like the dandy train. Go get the grain and get done, cause I show no remorse. With metaphors like mine, should be on the cover of Source. No doubt, in due time, the bad's gonna be known. For ripping track like skins and blowing up microphones. Cause I go all out, like it's my last stand. And your piece of black is half to keep it real, my man. If you want it, don't sing it. If you got skills, you just bring it. If you want this, don't fake it. This mic is mine, now come take it. If you want it, don't sing it. If you got skills, you just bring it. If you want this, don't fake it. This mic is mine, now come take it. Don't fake it, nigga.
Yeah. Big shout out to all my homies. Big Jake. That's right. My man, Elijah Shabazz.
Alright.
Hey, to the Nation of Islam.
Uh-huh.
Kramatar. Yeah. To my man, Marcus. What's up, Mark?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Big shout out to my man, DJ Drake. DD Renee. What's up, Keisha?
What's up?
Big shout out to Hot 97. And all my people on Facebook.
That's right.
MySpace.
Yo, this is your girl A Money, and we're back with the exclusive interview with Mr. Charlie Prince, bringing us his hot track, his best, and we love to salute him every day and all day long. We have 779-770. What's up?
What's up?
Is this you? We're trying to bring Jew in the baller room and his dad. They want to show Charlie some love. What's going on?
Hey, nothing much, man. I'm chilling in the baller room. My dad just stepped. He's going to pick up here in a minute. But, I was saying earlier I wanted to wish Mr. Charlie a bunch of continued success. And I want to know how it's been for the 4th of July weekend, how did they celebrate what they do?
You want to know how was your 4th of July? Because he's having some technical difficulties. But Mr. Charlie Prince, he asked, how was your 4th of July?
My 4th of July?
Yes.
It was all right. You know, I just sat, you know, out looking at all the fireworks. But, you know, I don't really, you know, get into all of that because, you know, sometimes people just don't know how to aim their rocket ships and things like that. You know, they may hold the bottle the wrong way and shoot it the wrong way. So I try to stay on the sideline and just watch it from a distance, you know. But it was all right, though. You had a little cookout and things like that. And, you know, usually when I come to New York, you know, my family members be like, you don't never participate in nothing. So I decided to participate in that. And it was cool. I enjoyed it, though. And I was the DJ that day.
You were the DJ? I bet they had them a ball.
Actually, what I did was my cell phone has this DJ app on it, and you know I plugged it up into the auxiliary to their amps and stuff, and I just started DJing. And they were like, "Is that DJ equipment on your phone?" I said, "Yeah." So I was jamming.
You have the iPhone?
Uh huh. Had two turntables on it, and I was scratching and everything.
Oh wow! So you have the iPhone. The iPhone, we're up here soliciting you, so you better pay us for this advertisement. But
okay.
I want the Galaxy Note number 2 to let the world know. A Money needs the Galaxy Note number 2. I had the iPhone and someone stole it, so it was not meant for me to have. And I had a brand new phone, and I lost all my contacts. But you know what? God was so good. Everyone just started hitting me up on the social network and giving me their information that way. They must knew something was just wrong that they have not heard from me. So I was blessed in that way. But I'm just putting it out there once again for the umpteenth time. A Money wants the Galaxy Note number 2, universe. You hear me? I don't know if we lost our co-host, KD. We got Troy, management of Boot Mob, wanted to show you some love. Shani, flip your bangs. And you got the floor, Troy.
Yo, what's good, Charlie Franks? This is your man, Troy, from Boot Mob Entertainment. What's happening?
What's going on? Everything good? Just maintaining. That's it.
Oh, okay. I heard you are right now, you're residing in VA.
Yeah, I stay in VA, but I spend a lot of time in New York because my family members is up here. You know, they always got things to do, so they don't get a chance to come down there. So I got to drive up here to see them.
I got family in New York too. I'm also really originally from New York. I lived in Brooklyn. I lived in Brownsville off of Rockaway Avenue, and we moved to Queens on 65th and off of Beach Channel Drive in Rockaway. And I moved to VA, which is Petersburg, Virginia, which is next door to Colonia Heights. And I've been out there in that area.
Yo, I'm in Colonia Heights. I'm right next door to you. Yeah, I'll be over there by what's that joint over there? The where the movie theater at over there, you know.
Yeah, over in South Park,
yeah, South Park, that's right. Yeah, well,
we're
right next door then.
Yeah, exactly.
My studio.
Oh, most definitely, man. Right now I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, but I got my group. They're actually in Petersburg, Virginia right now. I was on the phone with them this morning. I got a little project I got them working on, but overall, man, I would love, man, for my guys to come in, man, and work with you, man. You know, you're a legend in the game. I remember back in the day, I was listening to that Request Live, man. I had my phone box walking through Petersburg, through the streets, man. You know what I'm saying? We used to battle on the corners. I used to have my cardboard, man, on my backpack and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? And we used to get down to your music, man. So, you know, you're a legend in the game. You got much respect, man, especially out of VA, man. Now, I'm just letting you know, man, I got a lot of love for you, man. But at the same time, I would love, man, to put in some work with you.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate that, man. You're always welcome to the studio.
Most definitely, man. I salute you, my man.
Thank you, man. Peace.
So, also, Mr. Charlie Prince, I love Mr. LL Cool J and Drake and a few others that you have worked with. What was it like messing with Mr. LL Cool J? Because, man, that's a hard man to catch up to.
Yeah. Well, you know, back in the days when LL first came out, we was already out there, you know what I'm saying? And LL used to, you know, he used to be like, you know, open up for us. And every time he used to see us backstage, he used to say, "Man, one day I'm going to be like just like y'all." And I said, "Don't worry, you'll get there, son." And then recently, not too long ago, I opened up a show for him. And I saw him, and we took pictures and stuff like that. So it was like, you know, he's a man, humble dude. He's cool, you know, very respectful, you know. So we good like that, you know.
Right. Well, you know, LL Cool J is hard to catch up to. P. Diddy and Jay-Z is hard to catch up to. It looks like I'm finally, you know, getting the attention of Mr. Rick Ross, the rapper himself. I interviewed Freeway, the real Ricky Ross, on the show. And actually, you guys can go to the website and get that interview and also see his wonderful pictures. Thanks, Mr. Don, CEO Jr., for creating my wonderful website. But you can go to www.theamoneyshowtrain.com, where you will find Mr. Charlie Prince this week. I'm going to feature him as well. This is going to be such an honor to, you know, have your beautiful face on my website.
Well, thank you.
Jill wants to talk to you so bad. What you say?
I said I did look at your face and I saw my picture up there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it's an honor to have you on the show. So definitely I show love where love is due. And you are my profile picture, my cover picture. I mean, we have to let the world know, you know, all I have my own little techniques of, you know, doing what I do. So that's what I do. And not to mention, you know, A-Money loves you. The whole A-Money team loves you. And, you know, we just do what we do to show you love and much respect for everything that you are doing in the game, music and the industry, as well as being a hard working man all around the board, family man. But you are on the cover of Vibe. Like, oh my goodness, the picture is off the chain. Black. Man, I mean, every picture you have and you look good and all, I say the color is not wearing you. You definitely doing justice to the colors, black. So
thank you.
Tell us about how you achieved being on the cover of Vibe. How did that come about?
Well, I had to call Vibe. They didn't call me. I called them.
What?
And I had to explain to them about the group and how the group was not being recognized. So they took an interest in it. And by the time I finished talking to them, they wanted to interview me. So they interviewed me and put me on the front cover. And I just took one of my best shots.
You definitely did that. You did that. So we definitely, wow, you know, I did not know that you had to call them. But you know what? I go by this. A closed mouth will never get fed. So sometimes we have to step out. Yeah, we have to step out and do what we have to do.
And like I had said earlier in the interview, how everybody was using The Roof Was On Fire, but nobody really acknowledged the group because there were so many people using our music, our song, our slope, our singing. So that's why I called Vibe to let them know who are the original people that started that thing, you know? So
right.
That was the reason why I did that, you know? Exactly. So they were interested because they never even knew. Even Song Facts, they had did a interview. No, in fact, they called themselves doing an investigation, you know, on the group, trying to find out information on the group. But they have failed to realize that, see, when we first started out on Reality Records, before there was a Dougie Fresh and a Slick Rick, there was already a Slick Rick on the scene because on Request Line, you would hear the song Slick Rick. But then when Dougie Fresh presented his demo to the record company, my producer wanted us to hear this guy. And it was us that said, let's put him down with the label. Because at the time, we was trying to build a big label like Def Jam. We was trying to, you know, bring all the good artists on that label. So when we heard Dougie, we was like, yeah, let's put him down with the label. But when Dougie got down with the label back in 85, and we started Request Line in 84. So when people looked at that, they thought that Slick Rick that was with, right, they thought the Slick Rick that was with Dougie left and went with us. You know what I'm saying? It was actually
right.
Two Ricks. It was Ricky D and my Slick Rick. You see? So everybody had got that story twisted. We was just on the same label, but it was two Slick Ricks. And I wanted everybody to know that. You know?
Wow. Wow. So, you know, we can't get the truth from nowhere but from you. So, and it's done right here live on the A Money Show Train Radio with your host, A Money, the guest, Mr. Charlie Prince himself, legendary icon. He is so wonderful. You know, you guys just have to go check out his page. Follow him at Charlie Prince on Facebook, where you will find all his information, his SoundCloud, everything. I mean, you can't miss a beat on here, so there's no excuse for you not to click play, because I'm pushing that all day, every day. And, you know, I love the fact that, you know, you let us know that it was two Slick Ricks, because, yes, no one knows that. No one knows that. Not too many people know that.
Nope.
Can you hear me?
Now it's being told.
It's being told right here. Like I said, he brought history right here on the A Money Show Train, and I'm loving it. You've been on Source. You've been on several magazines. But can you let us know, did you have to contact all of these magazines, or did they reach out to you? You there?
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
I said, okay, we know you had to reach out to Vibe, but was it easy for the other magazines to contact you after you were featured on the cover of Vibe, or did you have to reach out to Source and the rest of them?
Actually, I had to reach out to everybody, all the magazines. To reach out to me, because they didn't know how to really contact me, you know?
Right. Well, this let us know, job well done, because, you know, they should know how to contact you. I mean, little old me, A Money, you know, I'm not Source, I'm not Vibe, you know, but here you are. And I was like,
yeah.
I was determined. I was like, oh, we're getting Charlie Prince on this show. So I did not have his number, you guys, but salute to Polo the Fur King. And, you know, you do have to know somebody that knows somebody. And I was just talking about his songs one day, and Polo said, what? He was like, you love The Roof Is On Fire? He was like, I know the man personally. I can get him on the show. I was like, you better stop playing with my mind like that. And he said, no, A Money, I'm going to call him right now. And I said, listen, I'm going to hang up on you, because you know how I don't like to be played with. Definitely, he called him, and here Charlie Prince is.
That's right. That's right.
I'm
a man of my word. I'm a man.
Yes, definitely. And I appreciate you so much, and I am so sorry. My co-host, Jew, wants to show so much love to you. But for some reason, they're having technical difficulties, and hopefully if he can get in, he'll say something. If we can get Jew back on.
I'm in. I'm chilling right down here in the parlor room. Nicole is chilling down in the parlor room.
We're going to have to bring you up out the parlor room, because you having technical difficulties. I told you about all the women down there in the parlor room. That was the problem.
You know what, Charlie? It's a trip, because we're trying to get a little storm down here in Wilma, Texas, and that's why I'm going to be chilling in the parlor room. But, you know, it's funny, because the show started off with an awesome prayer this morning from Don. That was an awesome prayer. Big ups to him. I definitely want to receive that awesome prayer this morning. And our guest came on the show. You know, I'm real excited, because I know you didn't go out and have your 4th of July celebration, but the fireworks is going on still, and it's going on now. You know, it's funny, because you know how they, you know, back in the day they used to do the double dutch, and, you know, with the jump rope. I was trying to get in, and I couldn't get in. I kept getting
Every time there was a little drop spot, I tried to tell people to post it or something. I said, oh, my goodness, I can't jump in. And then the rope hit me, and I fell and stuff like that. That's how I'm up now. Now I'm finna double dust, and I'm finna get in and ask a few questions. Now, you're not gonna back it up. Because Troy said something to, he said something to you when he said that he used to jam your song. It really painted the picture to me of that Spike Lee movie, Do the Right Thing. You remember Radio Raheem? You remember when
yeah.
he had that scene? Radio Raheem had the boombox he was going around with. I think that's how Troy looked. You still that Troy? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I love your up-tempo today, Mr. Jew. That's what's up. I love my co-hosts. You know, they do it right every single time. Like, you know, and Jew, I love your energy today, Katie as well. You know, thank you for showing so much love to Mr. Charlie Prince, you know, because he definitely deserves it. And this will not end here just because we're doing this interview. As you see, I'm going hard on him all day long. So for anyone who's listening, you know, put this out in the universe that for any bookings for Mr. Charlie Prince, especially in the Atlanta area, the southern region, hit your girl up, A-Money, at 770-913-6939. Or you can get in contact with Mr. Prince at 917-736-1271 or 203-931-5517. Mr. Charlie Prince, do you have any URLs you want to shout out?
I would like to give it. I don't have nobody in particular. I just want to say a big shout out to everybody that supports me. A big shout out to you, for sure, Tessa, and a whole host of people, my family, and the biggest shout out goes out to God himself.
Absolutely, absolutely, because if it was not for him and our faith, we would not be
That's
here
right.
today, because we definitely need faith in all things.
And I will
right.
be calling you, man. I will be keeping in
okay.
touch with you, bro.
You do that for sure, because I, let me
oh,
tell you
definitely.
Something. Let me tell you something. When I do a show, I give you a show. I don't play. I give you a show. You know?
Well, you know, definitely we got to put something together down here in Atlanta. I'm hoping that everyone, you know, supports also not only A Money, but I'm also, you know, helping with Caregivers 9/11. And we definitely need everyone's support on the press conference on the 16th. Please call me at 770-913-6939 to get all the information. I want to pack the house on the 16th for the press release, and that is this month, July 16th. So get with me and find out how you can attend the press release, and not to mention the event where Mr. T-Pain himself will be performing July 30th. But we also have Nerve DJs. I am A Money, the Nerve DJ as well. Big ups to DJ Johnny O. It's coming to us in Atlanta as well in July. But let's give it up for Caregivers 9/11. www.caregivers911.org. Please go there now. You can support, donate, get your ticket, whatever, volunteer, whatever.
Caregivers 911, this is an emergency. Join us Wednesday, July 30th for our lunch benefit fundraiser. Caregivers 911 is a nonprofit organization dedicated to taking care of those who take care of us. It's Caregivers Night, and we invite you to join us along with Platinum and Grammy Award winning artist, T-Pain. Also, Emmy Award-winning poet Hank Stewart, the Voice of Atlanta Award songstress Philippia, and hosting for the evening Aquarius Williams and MC Lightfoot. So join us July 30th at 7 p.m. down at the Porter Sanford Performing Arts and Community Center, 3182 Rainbow Drive, Decatur, Georgia. For more info, call 404-981-4850. That's 404-981-4850. Caregivers 911, this is an emergency.
See you July 30th at 7 p.m.
Caregivers 911, this is an emergency. Join us July 30th for our launch benefit fundraiser. Caregivers 911 is a nonprofit organization dedicated to taking care of those who take care of others. It's a caregiver's night, and we invite you to join us along with Platinum and Grammy Award-winning artist T-Pain, Emmy Award-winning poet Hank Stewart, Voice of Atlanta Award songstress Philippia, Aquarius Williams, and MC Lightfoot are your hosts for the evening, July 30th, 7 p.m. at the Porter Sanford Performing Arts and Community Center, 3182 Rainbow Drive, Decatur, Georgia. For more information, call 404-981-4850. Caregivers 911, this is an emergency. See you July 30th, 7 p.m.
Yo, this is your girl, A Money, and as you know, I support almost everything. that's positive, that is. And, you know, we also have a nonprofit ourselves that we want to get off the ground here in Atlanta. It's called Ladies with a Z of Essence. So, you know, just go to my website at www.theamoneyshowtrain.com and show love and support. The packages are there for interviews, whatever you need me to do, marketing, promotions. You want to be a part of a movie. You want to talk to a boss such as Charlie Prince. You got to hit your girl up, A-Money, by going to the website at www.theamoneyshowtrain.com, where you'll find exclusive interviews that have been done on the show for 99 cents download right now. Get your music upload to the A-Money Show Train and find out how you can get that mass exposure. 5.2 million views right now with your girl A Money. I've partnered up with Armor Radio, so you can check me out over there, as well as Spreaker Web. I told you this is universal, viral, nationwide. We don't stop. This is the train. We have a caller, 214-414. What's up? This is your girl A Money.
Hey, A Money. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing good. Who are you?
I'm Mr. JD's dad. Mr. Shep.
Oh, what's up, Papa? Was a Rolling Stone?
It's all
what's
good
up?
In the hood. It's all good in the hood. Enjoying this beautiful weather, sunshine out here.
Wow. Well, I hope that the A-Money Show Train has a lot to do with that, because you definitely been trying to get on for the last hour to show Mr. Prince some love. I want to tell him that, you know, his father has been trying to get on with the technical difficulties, but I'm going to let him go ahead and show you some love, Mr. Charlie Prince, because he's definitely been trying to talk to you today.
Hey, Mr. Prince.
What's going on, my man?
All right, what's up? How's it going? How's it going?
Oh, man, it's hot out here in New York right now. But I'm sitting under the shade, you know, enjoying the A-Money Show.
We enjoy it.
I'm not as hot as Texas, but you know how that can go. Anything can happen. Yeah, I'm one of your supporters back in the day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, photos from back in the day.
Yeah, when music was music and rapping was real.
Yeah.
From the heart and the soul. And we did all of, you know, all the mechanics, everything on your own. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I remember that, especially that number one pick up you. I'm on the request line.
Yeah.
I was a youngster then.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Mr. Wow. Charlie Prince. This is co-host. This is my father, Mr. Shepherd. Hey, we were gonna double team you on this question. I was gonna ask you this: How has the mainstream industry changed since Motown?
Say that question again.
How, in your opinion, how has mainstream in music, how has it changed since Motown?
How did the music change since Motown?
Yeah, I mean, as far as being in touch, it's like music now, what we have in mainstream is like out of touch.
it's out of touch with reality. It's more fashion than heart and soul.
Well, you know, it's really hard to say on that note because I stick to what I know best, you know what I'm saying? And I do what I do. And I don't try to, you know, do what everybody else is doing because the way I do things, I just mature at what I do now. You know, from what I was doing back then, I just matured at it. But the thing is, I take old sounds. I never forget old sounds, and I can bring them back. It's basically how I would do it in the studio. I would take something old and know how to chop it and fix it in such a way, you know. But today's music is, like, a little different, you know, because it's really not making that much sense. Some of it does, not all, but a lot of it ain't. And it's like, you know, these stations today is just allowing it to go, you know, allowing it to play, you know. My lyrics today is more educational. It has a meaning to behind everything I say. But, you know, I caught myself one time in the studio trying to do a booty shaking track, and after I finished, after I listened to it, I said, nah, this is not me, and I just deleted it. You know what I'm saying?
I told me on that one because my son is trying to do dibble and dabble as well. And you got to come with what the people want to hear. Come with something that leaves a message that's focused, you know, functional, that focuses on the reality. And like you say, all that shakiness here and that there, that's not getting us to the point where we need towards this.
Right. Well, biblically speaking, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh. Now, whatever the Word is how you're going to turn your children out to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, you know, because when you put this type of these lyrics out here the way it is now, then the teenagers grow up dysfunctional, you know, going according to what the song is saying and things like that. But when you try to put a positive message out there, it's a little difficult to push it, you know, because they so many teenagers support what's out now. They support their era, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard when we try to push what we got out there. You know, they look at it and, oh, that's old school. You sound old school. But it is what it is.
What they fail to realize, if it wasn't for old school, there wouldn't be no new school. So
bingo.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, I always say, if you don't know what was, you can't understand what is.
True.
You know what I'm saying? And if you don't know what is, that makes you not prepared for what is yet to come. So the old truth is always good. Because, I mean, I got a song that I'm working on, I did called Come Go With Me. And I took an Earth, Wind, and Fire song, and I chopped it and sampled it and chopped it and put it the way I wanted it to be. And it's called Come Go With Me. You know what I'm saying? And it's hot. But to the average teenager today, that's not what they want to hear.
Right.
But see, I could take, and the funny thing about all this is that if you was to put, like, say, like, if you go back into the days of the Delphonics, right, and you listen to one of their songs, teenagers ain't going to hear it. But if somebody new school redid it over, then it's hot.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
You struck a note that in because I used to listen to the Eunuchs and one called Beginning of My End. And melody on that song.
Eunuchs, right? That's the Eunuchs, ain't it?
The Eunuchs, correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I go back way back in the day. I was one of my favorite fans was Curtis Mayfield. He was doing A Choice of Colors. These scenarios I was grew up in, and you had to take it in stride, and you had to learn how to do better and move on with it and make it prosperous, continuing generations.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But see, they always feel somebody old when the old school did it, it's old. But if somebody new redid it over, then it's the joint now.
That's it's the joint. If you look around and you know, I see our youth are, oh man, this new one out by such and such and such, and that's it. And we done heard that 40 years ago, you know, so
like my daughter, you know, when she be listening to some music and stuff, and she had played this song, I don't know, they say laid back music or playback music, whatever. And I was listening to the music, and I said, you know where they got that music from? And she said, where? And I played Curtis Mayfield's song. what was that song? It was a Curtis Mayfield song, and she heard the tune, the melody in it. She was like, yeah, that's right. They did it.
It was probably Diamond in the Bag.
No, I'm going to tell you exactly who it was. It was that Curtis Mayfield song was Give Me Your Love. The music was going, and some cast was rhyming to it, and I was like, you know who did that? She was like, no. And I played Curtis Mayfield. She heard the melody. She said, yep, that's so true. Yeah. You can never leave the old.
Well, you know what? We definitely getting ready to go into Come Go With Me. Mr. Charlie Prince, I told you, A Money is bad. I got it to play right here on the A Money Show train.
This is the Earth, Wind, and Fire on track.
Isn't this shorty over there? She looks like she's crying. All right, cool.
Sitting in my man Jeep, watching as you weep. Your eyes red like you haven't gotten any kind of sleep. It was a time when I used to see you smile, but since you got with this cat, I haven't seen it in a while. Now tell me, what's up with that? You care to talk? Then take your handkerchief and dry your eyes. Now let us walk. I know you're not my shorty, sweetheart, but this shit is crazy.
Feeling you, and deep down inside, I know you really feel me too, 'cause you're my boo. Now Tell me what you want to do. You want to stay with this cat, or do you want to start off new? If you really want to leave, just gotta pick up and leave. Come go with me, so your mind can be relieved. If you really want to leave, just gotta pick up and leave. Come go with me, so you will never have to grieve. If you really
I love this song.
You got mixed feelings. You really want to go, but afraid it hit the ceiling. But see, if you like, you can come and stay with me. Leave whatever you got, and at least you know you're free. How hard can that be? All you gotta say is yes, and I'll do the rest. In other words, I do my best. Well, I bet it's like you're playing a game of chess. Making moves, the right moves, only for the best. No stress, you feel me, baby? Can't get no better. Never mind the cheddar, got plenty of that, whatever. See, I can tell you've been hurt by love before. The last thing I want to do is hurt you some more. Cause I done saw I'm breaking next girl's joy. This was last year, had it even from a straw. But he got stomped to the floor with the tender gore. That's why last year he was dead, he was sore. They said next time you put your hands up on a female. And we hear about it, bitch ass nigga, we shall break open your arms and then put you to rest. Leave you in the body bag with our names on your chest. I guess you didn't learn and wasn't concerned, but believe me, baby, you your belly's gonna burn. So let's take this journey so I can wipe away your burn. If you like where I take you, we don't have to return. If you really wanna leave, just gotta pick up and leave. Come go with me, so your mind baby will leave. If you really wanna leave, just gotta pick up and leave. Come go with me, so you will never have to leave. If you really wanna leave, just gotta pick up and leave. Come go with me, so your mind baby will leave.
Come go with me, Charlie Frank. Yo, we got Polo the Fur King is blowing up my inbox, Mr. Prince. And I told him he better call in right now, but he just got signed to some major sneaker deal just now, and he's blowing up my box, and I'm telling him, look, fly me out to Jersey, fly me out to the NYC first, and then come get me and bring me to Jersey, and let's make it happen. And he's so happy over there, he's going to try to call in because he said he loves Charlie Prince, and he wants to show you some love, but he was on a major phone call. So you know he is one of the hardest working men in the industry. We have someone else calling in to show love. 863-599. What's up? This is your girl A Money. Who's on? Caller 863-599. What's good?
What's up? This is Lyle, aka Mr. Fumes. What's up?
Hello, Lyle. We have Mr. Charlie Prince on the roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. And you know, Lyle, he creates these wonderful flyers and posters with a lot of fire. So that just made me think of it. But I also, you know, like to tell the world that I have a lot of social network family, but this particular young man right here is very humble. And, you know, I just love him like a son, and I just want you guys to know that he is also Team A Money, and he has created the logo for Team A Money, for the A Money Show Train. You'll see it with the big red A. So, you know, I love you, and I thank you for calling in, and I know you got big things going on, too. If you can let Mr. Charlie Prince and the world know a little bit about yourself, and what inspired you to also do what you do? We would love to hear a short brief of your story because I think that, you know, everybody needs to hear it. And first, you called in at the right time. So give it to us.
Well, what inspired me to do the stuff I do? I mean, music is my life. I mean, that's all I grew up around. My whole family mostly do music. And that's what mostly inspires me, my brothers, my sisters.
And, you know, I know that you went through a hardship with your mom. If you can let them know, you know, what happened with that, because that also is a key factor with everything that, you know, transpired with you. And also the blessings is just going to pour down on your life as they're, you know, doing right now. So, you know, you're on the A Money Show train. And so, you know, give it to everyone that's listening. Give them a brief update of, you know, what happened with you at a young age.
Well, my mom got sick when I was around 17, and she passed away as I was trying to go into the Army.
That was
a huge hardship, and I used it for most of my music. That emotion, that feeling, I used it for most of my music. Still do.
You got the floor, Mr. Prince, exclusively about you.
You know, sometimes when you go through something in life, you find it much more easier to write about because it's real. You know what I'm saying? So when you write stuff like you do, it comes natural to you because it's a natural thing that happened. You know what I'm saying? And as far as your mom's, may God be with her and may she rest in peace.
Well, you know what? Also, you know, I don't know how he and I connect, but, you know, I know that it was fate because, you know, as soon as we connect, I just felt this, you know, sense of, you know, just hovering over him and wanting to reach out and really physically hug this young man. When he reached out to me, it was just like, you know, he had the most respect. He was very humble. And, you know, he had me in tears. You know, I'm listening to his music and everything like that. And I have told him that whatever it is that I can do, I will do to make sure that he achieves some of his goals, you know. And he's doing well, without his mom, his natural dad, living with his stepdad. But he's working and he's also doing his music. But, you know, he is a true grinder. He truly is. And I respect that about him because you must invest in yourself no matter how you have to get it done. You must get it done. And this young man is really getting it done. And I salute him. And that's why I wanted him to, you know, just share a little bit about him so that you can hear his story. And hopefully, you know, he can get his music, his voice heard, or what have you, whatever goal that he wants to reach. Done. You still there, Lyle?
Yes, ma'am.
So, you know, A Money loves you, and if you have anything else that you want to express or leave us with, you can.
Well, if anyone want to check out my music, they can get it from you. You know, my music and stuff, you know where it's at.
Well,
can you say that again?
I said, if anyone can want to check out my music, they can hit you up because you got most of my music, my latest music.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. Were you going to say something, Mr. Prince?
No. You already said it.
Yes, I do have his music. And I'm going to play it on the show tomorrow. We lost our whole music file with Blog Talk. I had lots of his music uploaded. I also want to show love. And I also want you to listen to this too, Lyle. And, you know, do something with Boot Mob because Boot Mob is from VA. And they are another group that... Starving group. I mean, but they are so BET ready. Like, you looking on BET for them as well, VH1, and their music is so hot. I got to play this right now. We heard soundtracks from Katie today. Of course, you know, exclusively Charlie Prince. This is Boot Mob styling, and I love the Boot Mob from VA. Check it out.
Low man.
marvelous blend. Something hot for your backs when you're right at the wind. Cups of lick, sticky ick, just blowing the wind. Only fam, fam a lamb, a close to kin. New faces, new cases, so I know we friends. When we style, we profile on the way to the end. Got a big boy chum now, and it hardly bends. With a sexy chick named Mom, but I call her 10. Let me slide right over, then I slide right in. My body was banging, I love to sleep in the den. Now she chirping me, wanna smoke and do it again. The block booming, need to factor some ends. Cause the boot, keep it popping, go and ask your friends. The one with the hoop, dogs on the safety spin. We play a mafia thugs and we play to win. We styling on y'all profiling, ran it down low mileage. Yo, D be a player, spot be a baller, man be a thug, where the wheels won't call ya.
The chrome on the wheels, ice on our grills, label round our necks for the major deals. And them boys eating still. Hey, y'all losing the weight. I'ma show y'all for real, for real. Got the label talking meals, negotiating deals. White House on the hills and foreign be the wheels. Lake with the yacht, my boys wanna chill. 2008, MTV's Cribs. You get what you give, and I've been giving a lot. So it's only right that I claim my spot. General of the boot dog, making you rock. I don't just shit it, I eat it, I live it, I breathe hip hop. And it's a part of the game that can't be stopped. With tunnel vision of a pit on my way to the top. Smelling your fear and blood, so I'm on your spot. The world can say you is, but the best you not. And we
styling on y'all profiling, ran it down low mileage. Yo, D be a player, spot be a baller, man be a thug, Murphy Mills won't call ya.
Mafia thugs and we ready to blow. And when they talking about them bosses, then you already know. Time to get your paper up, cause CA on the map. You know them boot mob boys got the bird on our back. How you like that? I don't care if you not feeling my style. Some of this shit I say I got it like a bitch buck wild. That ain't my child, she just happy in the back of your cat. He said she rather be with Big Easy and just let you be easy. Now you can't see me. If you could, then it'd probably be TV on BET or MTV. That's the place that we be. And your girl ready to roll when she get in my car. Calm down or get your shit swole for approaching my car. Fuck who you are or who you is, cause I handle my biz. Cock back one time, and it is what it is. I might be sick and insane, cause I'm sick in the brain. But with a pocket full of money, I be sick in the range.
Styling on y'all profiling, ran it down low mileage. Yo, D be a player, spot be a baller, man be a thug, Murphy Mills won't call ya.
Yeah, you already know that is Boot Mob. The Boot Mob with Style Lane is going down on the A Money Show train. You guys know that I love you. I do all that I do for you. I am the hardest working woman in the industry, but right now we're going to bring in Polo the Fur King, exclusively fashion and furs, the hardest working man right now. And we still don't have our fur thong in the little breasty thing. So what's up with that, Polo?
Well, I can't really talk, but I'm in the library, so I can't really talk. But I just want to call you. I want to just call and congratulate you and, you know, keep doing your thing, man. And, you know, everything will just work out for you and keep on growing like you've been doing.
Well, thank you so very much. And we also thank you for allowing the connection with Mr. Charlie Prince. He's still with us. He stayed the whole show. Can you believe that? He given us all his time, and we thank you for that.
Oh, man, Charlie Prince is a good dude, man. You know, I was introduced to him by a mutual friend, and we've been kicking it and everything like that. I definitely represent him to the fullest, man, and, you know, hip-hop is what we need right now. So, you know, he's the answer to come on back, and we know we need it. I'm tired of listening to techno music and house music. Come on back, Charlie Prince.
All right, thanks, man. I'm trying, yo.
I told you, man, but good luck, God bless, and I'll holler at you. All
right. Thank you, and Polo, we salute you on your new endeavor for that shoe endorsement.
Oh, yeah, that was a real big deal right there, man. I definitely got to talk about that a little more. I probably got to come back on the A-Money show and do an exclusive interview on that one, but, yeah, that's real big right there, so we'll make it happen.
Absolutely. Thank you, Polo. We're not going to hold you. Enjoy yourself. And, of course, you know my blessings is with you. And take care of yourself and heal and get better.
No doubt. Thank you, and God bless.
Peace. Okay, peace. 347. Yo, we got VA going to be calling in on the line wanting to speak to Mr. Charlie Prince, too. We're getting hit up on every phone in the studio over here. But first and foremost, Mr. Charlie Prince, when you get to VA, I definitely want to come down to the studio because I was thinking about that. I'm like, I've been asking and looking for someone to do the exclusive intro for the A Money Show Train. But I think it couldn't go no other way than to have the legendary icon himself, Mr. Charlie Prince, create that. And I just want to know, what would I have to do to get you to do that?
Say that question one more time. I got interrupted by my niece. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Tell her we love her, too. Tell her we love her, too. Okay, I wanted to know, what would I have to do to get you, the legendary icon, Charlie Prince, to create the A Money Show Train, this phenomenal intro? Because I've been looking for someone to do that for the show, and I just want the best. So God put it on my heart to ask you that right now. What is it needed of me to have you do that?
Just ask. That's it.
Okay, I'm asking Mr. Charlie Prince, of course the best to do it in the industry, would you please create the phenomenal intro for the A Money Show Train?
Well, I actually I'm going to do it right away on point, you know. But
no,
I will,
we're not
you
giving
know.
You a time limit.
Oh, okay. I will do it. You know, I will work on that, though, for sure. That's a promise.
We're definitely not giving you a time limit because I've been on air for a long time. And, you know, so as you can see, I am waiting for the blessing to come down. And I think that it's right here with Mr. Charlie Prince. So I am very patient and receiving my blessings and, you know, grateful at the same time. And this is the A Money Show Train, and we just want to let you know that we love you for sticking around with us the whole show. I have my number one fan on, Mrs. Styles, Miss Carmel Chance, and she also has been in the Special Olympics. She's actually in New York. She does her music. She sings. Miss Chance, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? I just got back in town.
Oh, wow. Well, we're so glad that you had time to tune into the A Money Show Train. And I want to show you some love and let you know that we love everything that you do for Team A Money. She is also on the promotions team for Team A Money. And you know that Mr. Charlie Prince, you're in his neck of the woods right now. So show him some love.
Yeah, I like your music, your song. How will you get to listen to it? You got more music out there, so I can listen to it.
Yeah, I'm gonna be posting them very soon. You know, in the meantime,
you got SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. Reverb. You have a SoundCloud.
Yes, you can find him on SoundCloud.
Just look for Charlie Prince.
Yes, that is Miss Carmel Chance. You know what? I also love this song that you have as well, Ain't No Way to Escape It. Can I play that one?
That's Murder Mommy, one of the female groups I produced. Yeah, sure.
Yes, I wanted to bring that up because I also want to know, I'm reading a book and it has the Murder Mommies in it. I'm trying to figure out, are these mommies the Murder Mommies?
Well, actually, the book Murder Mommy, that's not them, though.
but they dang sure looking good. Let's play this and salute to this one that Charlie Prince produced. I love this. Let's go.
Yeah. Once again, they're full of faith. Murder Mommy.
Hello? Hello?
This is your girl A Money of the A Money Show Train, and we doing it up the right way. And we have the co-host KB and Ju, and we have exclusively Mr. Charlie Prince, of course, on the A Money Show Train. What's good, Mr. Charlie Prince?
Yeah, I love connection.
Yeah, that's okay. It's all good. Murder Mommies, that is hot. I had to play it. You guys know it wasn't on the radio edit version, but it is very hot. We have callers in. I don't know who it is, but 804-255, who's on?
What's happening, A-Money? It's your boy, SP of the Boot Mob.
Oh, what's good, SP? What's good?
Just getting up, we in the building now, dude.
That's what's
how you doing?
Good. You called. I'm good. Especially you called in on a wonderful show exclusively, Mr. Charlie Prince. Do you remember him with the roof is on fire and the request line?
Yeah, pick up your phone. We on the request line. Yeah, I remember that back in the day. Dang.
What's going on, man?
I'm maintaining it down here in VA, bro. How you doing?
Yeah, that's where the Murder Mommy's from, VA, Hopewell.
Ain't that something? And I'm over here in the Petersburg area.
I'm in Colonial Heights.
Oh, that's so, oh, you out there. You got the ball and all that.
Yeah.
Well, how your career been doing, bro?
Everything been good. I've just been in the studios, you know, working on my stuff. You know, a lot of times, you know, I just write in my mind first, and then when it gets too much, then I put it on paper.
That's right.
I put it in, then I study it, and then I go in the studio and just do it, so I ain't got to read off the paper, you know?
Yeah, that's how I like to do it. They're real artists.
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie, that's one of my artists right there. That's SP. That's one of my artists right there.
Yeah, that's my little Big Troy up in there.
All right, what's up, Big Troy?
Yeah, so it's official, man. I'm on this end with you. We need to connect and build.
No doubt.
It ain't no,
no
way
doubt.
I won't come and go, so you know.
Yeah, we close.
You family with A Money and Troy, you family with me, bro. So we definitely need to connect while you're on this end.
No doubt. No doubt. I'm always around. You're going to hear more of me, so.
That's what's up. A Money, you always got some exclusive going on, right?
SP.
Detroit
said
no, she been busy since she been here.
You know what? This exclusive interview is just a blessing. It came at the right time on the right day. And, you know, I know it was, you know, of God. And, you know, I'm very, very, very grateful for the connection with Mr. Charlie Prince himself.
That's right.
His music, of course, we love his music, but we love the man himself, because sometimes we don't give props where props is due. You know, like he said, he has to call up the magazines just to get on the cover. But right here on the A Money Show Train, we're going to make some things happen. Whereas that,
right.
You know, maybe I could get some people, you know, hey, what's going on? What you mean? Charlie Prince got to call you up. You better be calling Charlie Prince.
That is,
that's
right. Respect him.
Go ahead, man.
Actually, when I did call him up, you know, I didn't say who I was. I just, you know, played my own manager.
Hey, that's what's up. We gonna do something, because SP, he makes sure I have drops, video, all kinds of stuff. I love you, SP. As small
no doubt.
As
I gotta
you
support
are,
you, mama.
Hey, SP, as small as you are in over there in VA, your heart and your soul is big as the universe. And I couldn't tell one way or the other your height, but I love you.
I'm not a midget, so
You're close to a fidget.
No.
Hey. And I'm so happy that you called in to show our guests some love. So I'm going to play what I love. That
I love y'all radio station, even with me being in VA. I love how you put your showcases together. Yep.
I know you do. I know you do. And I thank you for all that you're doing. You're sending me drops and everything. So check this out.
Listen here. If you're not tuning in to A-Money TV, something wrong. You ain't getting a closed caption view. You're not getting that clear vision. You're not finding out what's up the pond, what's really going on, what's happening inside the industry and out the industry. As far as these artists in their own neighborhoods, their own states. Let's see who really turning up at the radio station. Let's see who really getting it in. Let's see who doing them. Let's see who got paperwork or not. Live interviews. I'm talking about turning it up. It gets no hotter than this. And mommy definitely know what she doing. So you tune in to A-Money TV, and you check out what's happening, and you see how it's going down. Holla.
Oh, yeah. And I never listen back to my drops. I make sure they're right, and I send them off. So
very
when I
well
hear
put.
Them, they even surprise me.
Yeah, very well put. Very well put together.
No doubt,
yeah,
man.
Mr. Charlie Prince.
Hey, Charlie, there's a lot more, man, that's about to come to you, man. There's a lot more, man.
This is the one that he is Boot Mob, put it like that, because
yeah, no doubt. Brothers open the page together, making others better forever.
That's true. And once you see the videos, I'm gonna put some of the videos up on my page. He is the one that's all over the place, and he is burning the mic. When I tell you, he's burning the mic, and I want to go out with a bang with Charlie
that's
Prince.
Right.
Just showing you love, Mr. Charlie Prince. I thank you, humbly thank you for showing
you.
Me support and love on the A Money Show train. This is the A Money Show train, and we are out after this song. We're gonna play this song. Yo, I love this song by Charlie Prince. Nobody gonna come between you. And you know what? I'm gonna dedicate this one to Charlie, because this is how I feel about his and I union right now. This going out to Mr. Charlie Prince, even though it's his song, I'm dedicating it to him.
Wow. Look at this. After all the stuff we've been through, we still together. They did everything they could to break us apart. But you know what?
You the one I think of, and the only girl I love. And when it comes to us, we like a hand to a glove. Ain't nobody gonna come between us. That's my word. You might as well perish them thoughts. You heard? You the one I think of, and the only girl I love. And when it comes to us, we like a hand to a glove. Ain't nobody gonna come between us. That's my word. You might as well perish them thoughts.
Now we were young and we grew up in the same hood. I was a badass little child and you were still good. Your folks don't want us together, they say I'm a bad influence. And if you hung out with him, then it's your life you'd be ruined. They tried to keep us apart because they knew that you were smart. Your name was at the top of the chart, but you had my heart. In school I used to give you my milk. You had a beautiful smile, pretty hair like it was silk. I passed you a letter through my homeboy, remember Earl? Saying, check yes or no to be my girl. But then, at 3 o'clock, you came and kissed me on the cheek. I was so damn shocked that I couldn't even speak. But the following week, I started bringing you gifts. Broke my heart when I thought you were seeing that kid in Cliff. I was wrong to accuse you when I should have asked you first. You were never that type, so I say in this verse.
You the one I think of, and the only girl I love. And when it come to us, we like a hand to a glove. Ain't nobody gonna come between us. That's my word. You might as well perish them thoughts. You heard? You the one I think of, and the only girl I love. And when it come to us, we like a hand to a glove. Ain't nobody gonna come between us. That's my word. You might as well perish them thoughts. You heard?
Now we are teenagers, look at us.
we still together. No matter how much pressure they put on us, they could never. Even though we went to different high schools and you moved, we were texting each other, so it didn't stop the groove. We planned to meet each other and went on several dates, but I always made sure that you didn't get home late. Remember the first time we did a quickie? We didn't know what to do, but I gave you a hickey. But your daddy figured out what it was and took it cell. So we communicated on Yahoo. What the hell? We used to get on our cams when everybody were asleep and started acting like freaks. And all your pictures I still keep. The fellas check you out at the shop and try to kick it. You tell them get lost, you got a man and you ain't with it. I'm feeling you, boo, cause you respect me as your man. So I gotta make you part of my plan, understand?
You the one I think of and the only girl I love. And when it come to us, we like a hand to a glove. Ain't nobody gonna come between us, that's my word. You might as well perish them thoughts. You heard? You the one I think of and the only girl I love. And when it come to us, we like a hand to a glove. Ain't nobody gonna come between us, that's my word. You might as well perish them thoughts. You heard?
Now we adults, we living in our own home. Don't gotta creep around like we used to, cause we grown. We would lay in our own bed and watch a DVD, and we can have all the sex that we want and feel free to walk around the house like we want, even my naked. Now turn around, boo, let me see you shake it. Yeah, I like that. Can you do it again? If your pops can see you now, I don't think he'll be grinning. You still his baby girl, even though you are my wife. So he just gotta handle it, cause this is our life. Although we have our differences, argue like Christians and Jehovah's Witnesses. You know it. But you the queen of my dreams, you get no better than that. I'm gonna love you till the day that I die, and that's a fact. I love you, girl, and this is truly how I feel. I tell you no lie, I'm gonna always keep it real.
You the one I think of, and the only girl I love. And when it come to us, we like a hand to a glove. Ain't nobody gonna come between us, that's my word. You might as well perish them thoughts. You heard? You the one I think of, and the only girl I love. And when it come to us, we like a hand to a glove. Ain't nobody gonna come between us, that's my word. You might as well perish them thoughts. You heard?
Yo, 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 you already know that is Mr. Charlie Prince himself, and I dedicate that to you, Mr. Charlie Prince, because
that's exactly how I'm feeling.
I love that song. I saved it for last just for that purpose. We went all the way off the show, all the way not live on the show, but we still recording, and we still live with Charlie Prince. This is how he give it up. So exclusively with the man himself, Mr. Charlie Prince, we thank you for tuning in to the A Money Show train. And we're going out with a bang. We're going to give you the train. So if it's anything that you need to let the world know about yourself, you can feel free to do so now.
I'd like to thank everybody. Yeah, I'm here. I'd like to thank everybody, and I appreciate all the love that y'all showed me, and I'm going to keep giving y'all more material and positive material. Peace and blessings to everyone.
Peace, light, and love to you and to everybody on the A Money Show train. We are out, baby. Tune in Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 347-633-9074. This is your girl, A Money, and the show is over.
Peace.